Well, apparently there was some evidence that these people in the courtroom were in one or another way involved with the killing. The trial seemed to be flawed. In particular, there were some crucial pieces of evidence missing. It was rather shocking to see that the prosecutor's office actually lost a videotape that represented a very important piece of evidence just before the completion of the trial. We were not very optimistic about the outcome. But I have to emphasize that this case made the headlines. Politkovskaya was pretty much a household name. And the outcome of this case is very symbolic to all other killings of critics of the government, be they independent journalists, human rights defenders, or simply lay people who dare speak up against the authorities and particularly against the abusers in the Northern Caucasus. The prosecutor general who had the case under personal control promised time and again to Politkovskaya's family, friends, colleagues, and the public at large that the perpetrators would be held accountable. That did not happen. And today, when you live in Russia, when you work in Russia, in the field of human rights or in journalism, you just look around you and you keep thinking, who is going to be next?
Do you believe it was the government that was behind her killing then?
There is no evidence directly pointing to that. And that's exactly the task of the prosecutor's office. That's exactly the task of investigation, to establish what happened. Just like Stanislav Markelov, the human rights lawyer that was killed recently, she was involved in a number of very sensitive cases. We do not doubt that the killing itself had to do with her job. She died because of doing her job, just like the lawyer Stanislav Markelov died because of doing his job. Which of the cases that had to do with, which of the many cases that she wrote about, we don't know. And it's up to the investigation to establish that.